Chapter 2. The Emperor of China's servant didn't know what to do. He walked in the garden, but he couldn't hear the nightingale sing its beautiful song. "Where is this nightingale?" he thought. "Where can I find it?" He went to all the servants in the palace. "Did you hear a nightingale?" he asked them. "No," they answered. "Where is this little grey bird?" he asked. "We don't know," they answered. The servant went back to the emperor. "I cannot find the nightingale in the palace garden," he said. "The palace servants don't know about the nightingale. I think the emperor of Japan's book is wrong."
"No," said the emperor of China. "The book is not wrong. Find that bird, now.
Put it in my room so I can see it. I want to hear it sing." The emperor's servant went to all the servants in the garden. "Did you hear a nightingale?" he asked. "No," they said. "Where is this little grey bird?" he asked.
"We don't know," they answered.
The emperor's servant couldn't find the nightingale, so he couldn't go back to the emperor. He went to the kitchen and sat down. "I need some tea," he said to the kitchen servant.
"Yes," said the kitchen servant. "The kitchen maid will make you some tea."
The little kitchen maid made some tea. She gave it to the emperor's servant.
"Why are you so sad?" said the little kitchen maid. "I must find the nightingale for the emperor," said the emperor's servant. "It sings so beautifully, and the emperor wants to hear it, but I cannot find it."
"Don't worry," said the little kitchen maid. "I heard the nightingale last week. I walked through the flowers and the trees to the sea at the end of the garden, and I heard the nightingale."
"Was it beautiful?" asked the emperor's servant.
"Oh, yes," she replied. "I want to listen to the nightingale every day."
"You must show me the bird," said the emperor's servant. "I will give you a better job and money for your mother. You will not be poor."
The little kitchen maid went outside with the emperor's servant. The house servants and the garden servants came too.
"Listen," they said. "We want to hear the beautiful nightingale."
They heard a cow near the flowers.
"Moo!
I can hear the nightingale sing," said one of the servants.
"That's not a nightingale," said another servant. "That's a cow." They heard a dog near the trees.
"Boof, boof."
"What a beautiful song," said a servant. "I heard it before."
"That's not a nightingale," said the little kitchen maid. "That's a dog."
Then the nightingale sang. All the servants stopped. The little kitchen maid looked at the little grey bird up in a tree.
"Listen," she said. "That's the nightingale."
The servants all looked up.
"It's a little grey bird," said one. "It's not beautiful. How can it sing so beautifully?"
The little kitchen maid looked at the bird.
"Little nightingale," she said. "The Emperor of China would like to hear you sing."
"Of course," said the nightingale. "I will be very happy to sing for the Emperor of China."
"The nightingale sings so beautifully," said the servants. "The Emperor will be happy."
"Where is the Emperor of China?" asked the nightingale.
It looked at all the servants. "I can sing to him now."
"He is not here," said the little kitchen maid. "You must come to the palace with us."
"It is better in the trees," said the nightingale, "but I will come with you to the Emperor of China's palace."
And the nightingale flew down from the tree. The emperor's servant, the house servants, the garden servants, the little kitchen maid, and the nightingale all went back to the emperor's palace.